With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We now go to our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, who joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Seth, that is kind of the mood that is over Brewers Nation right now.
That was very eloquent, my friend, and I don't usually pay compliments to you. That's very impressive, especially when you brought in Miller Park. I got a little choked up there.
Yeah.
I get it. I understand. Look, it was a crappy inning. That's the best way that I can say it. The one thing I don't want to put on this, though, is I don't think it's all on Grisham.
No, I agree.
The base hit, first of all, would have tied the game.
Right.
And Hader couldn't find the plate that inning.
Mm-hmm.
My alarm was in the beginning of the inning, and it's not about the hit by pitch. The hit by pitch just exacerbated it. Where was his pinpoint control?
Right.
And once I knew that, I thought Craig Counsell was going to have to make a decision that I'm not strong enough to make, which is, let's say the game is tied. Do you pull Hader, your best pitcher?
Right.
Do you pull him in the biggest situation of his life? And I don't think you can easily say yes. But the error, that's all the error did. The error made it a moot point, because once that happened, you lost the game.
No, I completely 100% agree with you. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, that maybe, and I felt more comfortable if Hader would have come in. If you let Pomerantz go back out, and then if he gets into trouble, then bring in Hader. But to me, I thought trying to get milk Hader for all that he's worth in a two-inning save, I thought, you know what? And he'd been really good. He was 10 out of 11 in September. He had a 1.18 ERA. I mean, teams were batting under 200 against him. All the things were pointing in your favor. Coming out of Colorado, there was something in my gut that said, just use him as a closer or just use him for one inning. So when they brought him in, I kind of went, ooh, you know?
Okay. Now, I understand that argument, but the real logic is, 2020 hindsight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, like, I agree.
To make this claim now is easy. To make the claim then, and I believe you because I've known you for a long time, but to make the claim that early, I'll say this. I didn't. All I said was the key to the whole thing was the fourth inning from Woodruff, because by getting that fourth inning, he mapped it out perfectly, and he went to his best against their best in the best situation. Like, he did all of it, and I cannot argue with anything that Craig Counsell did. You know, there's arguments. You know, he's getting accolades now about being, you know, one of the top five managers in baseball, especially with all the changes that are going on with Bruce Bochy and
right.
Joe Maddon, even though I think Joe Maddon's going to resurface. You know, you see, you know, the accolades pouring in for Craig Counsell. I thought he did a really nice thing, and I'm not praising him for being a good person, but he's a good person. He went over to Dave Martinez and congratulated him, and I thought that was neat. I thought it was a neat photo op. Not that he was going for a photo op, but he got one anyway. I just thought it's a bitter pill because you wanted more. My takeaway, though, the one thing that I wanted to say going into this phone call was this season proved that the run, quote-unquote, put the quotations around the word run, because usually the word run combined with championships. But the two-year run of this franchise did not take a step backward.
Right.
The reality of the 2019 season was injuries, was, you know, some pitching failures and a changeover in the staff midstream. I still think the Corey Knebel injury is the biggest thing that affected this team all season. And the reality of what this team has now done is they've set you up for the next step. If they had not made the playoffs, this is a step back for this franchise. They did not do that.
Right. No, everything you just said, I completely agree with. My point was, I think Hader was the choice. It was just at the wrong time.
And I get it.
That was my argument.
I get it. Like I said, I understand. But in that situation, if he had a chance to do it 99 out of 100 times, he's going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. No, once he was in there, he's in there. That's the guy you rode to the party. That's the guy you're going home from the party
best
with.
On the team. He's the best pitcher on the team.
Yep. No, completely agree.
And if he doesn't and they give it up, holy moly, would he get crucified.
Mm-hmm. I completely 100% agree with you. So, and going back to your point, because that's where I was going to lead you, and you already kind of addressed it, but, you know, people hear, Craig Counsell, he overmanaged again. He's got to go. Look, I said Craig Counsell, for all the moves that he makes, if he makes 7 or 8 or 9 moves per game on average, and then you multiply that out, you and I talked about this, you make over 900 to 1,000 moves on a season. How many moves make you a good manager that work out? You know, 700, 800, 900, what does it have to be? And I think he's done a fantastic job manipulating this roster, especially in all the adversity and all the injuries that they face this season and in September, to be able to just get them on a roll to get them into the postseason. And I don't think you just throw that water out with a baby, so to speak.
Well, we also have to, I mean, I don't want to demean Craig Counsell in this statement, but it's going to sound like I am. Do you think that Craig Counsell just did that on a whim? Like, this has all been scripted.
Correct.
You know, there's a committee of people that put that entire map together, and none of what Craig Counsell does is literally on a hunch.
Right.
I'm sorry, he's not that guy. Those guys are gone, the Buck Showalters and the Jim Lelands and the Tony La Russas. Those guys are gone. The new era of manager, and if you sit here and you say Craig Counsell makes too many moves, then you're living in the 1990s.
Absolutely.
Because it's not that anymore. This was all by design. He had a plan. I don't even think he hesitated on Hader. I think he scripted that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying him, again, alone. He doesn't sit in a room alone and write out a lineup card. That's not the way he operates, you know? And there's a method to this. And like I said, in this new wave of managers, and remember you weren't there last week. Last week I proposed this. Rocco Baldelli is considered by many to be one of the top 3 managers in the American League, right? He's going to be a finalist for Manager of the Year.
Correct.
He's doing everything the Twins are asking him. Gabe Kapler is doing everything the Phillies are asking him. If you flip-flopped Gabe Kapler and Rocco Baldelli, is Gabe Kapler Manager of the Year?
No.
No. And so what Craig Counsell is doing is he's executing a game plan. And that, if you don't like the game plan, it's the whole kit and caboodle. It's Stearns on down.
Yep, no doubt. I agree with that. I like I said, I think that maybe Pomerantz comes back in, and if he gets a little bit of a struggle, then maybe you go to Hader. But I think, like you said, they had it all scripted, and that's the way they wanted it. And they rode the horse that got him there, and unfortunately it just didn't work out for them. Now, you know, let me ask you this, because the way I see it, if I'm going to go to the – if I'm David Stearns and Craig Counsell, I'm sitting down and looking at my board, you pretty much have your outfield set going into next season when you get Yelich back and hopefully Kane and Braun and everybody are healthy.
Sign Yelich to a long-term deal. That's if you possibly –
here's the question, and this I'll deviate from my original question. So you've got Yelich. You're going to have to sign him to a big deal. You know you want to bring Grandal back, who had a tremendous season offensively for this team. Moustakas is a question mark. You have a hole at third. You have a hole at first. You know Travis Shaw is a decent defensive player, but offensively has just sucked swamp water for the last year and a half. You've got another sinkhole offensively over at shortstop, even though defensively it kind of keeps him in the game. So you've got a hole in your second baseman, and Kestrel Hura can rake, but defensively not great. So I'm saying you have two holes to fill, third and first. You got to figure those out, and you need a veteran starter, somebody that can stop the bleeding and extend a winning streak, and you're probably going to need, even though Corey Knebel's coming back as your closer, you can't rely on a guy coming back on Tommy John surgery, so you're probably going to need a couple of back and a bullpen type of guys. Are those the holes that you see most glaring with this team?
Yeah, the only thing I would say is I love the starter, but the starter doesn't have to be a 2. It has to be a 3 or a 4. It has to be a guy that just can battle and give you innings. Because I like the starters. I like the philosophy of 2 times through the order. I like that.
Do you really? So we're looking, but aren't you looking at teams right now that are in the postseason that are expected to win it that have legit starters?
Okay. But how much money did it cost them? How much money did it cost the Nationals between Scherzer, Corbin, and Strasburg? Unless you can get all 3, having 1 doesn't help you.
But they're there and you're not.
The Yankees don't have it. You're there because of 1 bad inning from your best pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Hader strikes out the side, we're having a different conversation. We're finding out how they can beat the Dodgers. So you can't all of a sudden say that the formula doesn't work because of one bad inning. It either works or it doesn't. And the reality of it is unless you can get, again, tell me the team you want to emulate. But if you want to be the Nationals, it costs a fortune to get Strasburg signed. And the only reason why they signed Strasburg was because he was hurt at the time, and Scott Boras didn't want to panic and take him to the free agent market.
But let me back it up. Let me kind of reiterate what I was saying. I'm not saying you have to go spend $25 million on one guy. What I'm saying is you need a couple of veterans, even if they're $10 or $15 million guys, and they are third or fourth starters even. I think relying on all the youth that you had, which is great, and you know how to manage that, you still need some of that veteran stability from guys that have been there, done that for more than 3 or 4 years in the league.
What I think they need is I think they need to have a moderate workload for Hader. They need a healthy Corey Knebel back,
mm-hmm.
and they probably need a replacement for Jeffress that they never did.
Right.
And you hope that Pomerantz is back and healthy and he's fine.
Right. I think Pomerantz is better in the pen than I do as a starter too.
Agreed. And give me that mix. And what I'm suggesting is, yes, it would be nice to add a Zach Wheeler. Let's just use that as the example.
Right.
Zach Wheeler would be perfect for what this staff could use.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that you're going to suddenly become like they're going to grow a Randy Johnson on a tree somewhere is you're kidding yourself, especially in this modern age of baseball. And so what I like about two times through the order, if you noticed when they started playing better at the end of August into September, it was when they asked their starters to do less. And I like that. I like that strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, and that's why when the trade deadline was happening and all the dumb reports that we reread them and we talked about them every week during the month of August about Noah Syndergaard, I had no interest in that. I said, because all you're doing is inheriting an expensive problem. Bring in arms. But to me, it was all about relief pitchers. And remember, the guy I was screaming for all season long was Kimbrel.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you put Craig Kimbrel on that team when you lost Corey Knebel, and, I mean, yes, the Jeffress situation was ugly. And that's a shame because I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it is that you didn't have depth and you were scraping the bottom of the barrel just to get through nine innings. And when you start asking your starters to do less, is when they started to do more.
I like the Wheeler thought. And if you bring it in and just stabilize and take a little pressure off of that pen when the guy can go five innings or more, I like that thought.
I like Wheeler. I like Wheeler. I know him. You know, I just think that in the situation where, to me, on his best day, Zach Wheeler's a three, that's the arm.
And I'll take that.
Right, and I'll take that. Exactly. You'll take that because to go out and get, you know, the Nationals made the big splash. They signed Scherzer. They didn't think they were going to have a shot at Strasburg when they did. Strasburg got hurt. They panicked. Boras panicked. He loves Rizzo, the GM in Washington, so they signed a deal. And then on top of that, they had to offset the loss of Bryce Harper, and they signed Patrick Corbin. In that situation, that is a fortune that the Brewers will never spend.
Mm-hmm.
Nor would I really want. To be honest with you, I don't think they do. And if you look at the other big market clubs, the Red Sox have all those guys aging, right? Burley and Price and all these dudes are aging. And the Yankees, you know, no one's talking about this, but they lost their best pitcher, Domingo Germán, in an ugly domestic violence situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but that changed my pick from Yankees in five to Twins in four.
Right. Yep.
And I'm not equating domestic violence with an arm injury, but you take Domingo Germán off the Yankees, they're suddenly not the favorite to win that series.
That I would agree too. Good stuff as always, my friend. Great discussion. We'll chat again next week, okay?
You got it. I'll talk to you then.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you later. Terrific discussion. Seth Everett bringing a lot of perspective in all of this as well. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years, they'll be getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders. They have low T treatments. They have the all-in-one weight loss program. They got so much going on. All you got to do is stop in and check it out for yourself, or just call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical, 414-455-4451, 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.